This episode of the Nerd is New Sexy Entertainment podcast is sponsored by Magic Mind. What is up, all you sexy nerds? Grizzly McBee here, and I would like to thank you for tuning in to Season 9, Episode 161. I am joined today by the one, the only, the man, the myth, the legend. You know him, you love him, Mr. Wildfire One.
That's me. That's totally me, guys. Welcome to the Nerds New Sexy Entertainment Podcast. It's been a bit, and I think this episode's going to be focused on us, like, what's been going on. Why? Where have we been? What has been going on?
A year and a half, almost 2 years.
Yeah. A lot of things have happened to the point that kind of kept us from doing things, and we'll get to that. But as far as content goes, we've still been putting out gameplays on our YouTube channel. We've still been doing shit. We even got a TikTok now.
Yeah.
You know, we even got a TikTok now.
We're even streaming on Kick.
Yeah. Yeah, we got a Kick channel, and we still got the Twitch, we still got the Facebook and
YouTube.
Yeah, and Ghostly Killer's back with us as a crew member, which is really cool. But a lot's been happening, and I think we'll start off, Grizz, why don't you go ahead and tell us what's been new with you? What's kind of one of the reasons why we haven't been doing podcasts? Why things have kind of been holding us back?
Well, on my end, it's been a bit of a bumpy road. I went from being in a long-term relationship with the woman that I thought I was going to marry to not being in a long-term relationship with the woman I thought I was going to marry, to living alone, to getting a new roommate, to them moving out, to getting a new roommate, to dating another woman, getting in a relationship with her, and then moving her and her daughter in.
Yeah. Another nice young lady. So,
yeah, they are both just freaking amazing. Changed my life completely. You can ask Wild here, known me for quite some time now. I can honestly say that I am happy for the first time in a very long time.
Grizz has gone through some transitions. We won't get into too much, but there's been some transitioning, and him, like myself, has had several issues with the ladies in the past. You know, we also, you know, we can also talk about the Vegas trip we recently went on here later on in the podcast. But yeah. Right now, we'll focus on what's kept us from doing this, why we've been gone.
Work has been the big thing for me in particular.
Yeah.
I got a promotion at work. Yeah, I got a promotion at work.
I got a promotion.
And they've, you know, the position that I'm in now, I've been in that position for almost a year, and I have been on all three shifts multiple times.
Oh yeah, like when he says three shifts, he means like day shift, morning shift, graveyard. He's been bouncing around, so it's been hard to find. Like, you'll notice that as opposed to, like, I want to say 4 years ago when he and I were playing games like Hand Over Fist and doing gameplay videos. We don't have time to do that. We don't have much time to do that. We have time to do it. We just got to be more strategic.
Yeah.
When we do it.
Yeah. Mainly on our days off. Cause thankfully now we both share a day off.
At the very least. Thank God.
And that's when we've been doing a bit more of our gameplay, and we've been planning to start this season for the last 6 months.
Oh yeah. And then it seems like every time we're like,
we set a date and a time to get together to do something,
something else happens.
Either there's some catastrophe like the Grand Flood of California that we both had to deal with, me
last
more
year
so than him.
Oh no, I dealt with it. I had to row my car to work at one point.
Yeah, but you weren't stuck on a mountain for
no that days, that right? That's true.
to, you know, family emergencies that have happened on
Your
people's
mom went to the
homes.
hospital. Well, my mom went to the hospital. My dad went to the hospital.
I
What
remember
was it?
the past. It's been a bumpy ride, to say the least, for both of us.
Oh, yeah.
And now I know we always joke that Wild and I are brothers. You know, he's my younger brother, even though he's older than I am. But I mean, over the years, the bond that we share, just with how our minds work and how well we mesh together, when we work together, and then now with us gaming, and you know, the camaraderie and how close we've become, we are family.
Oh
I
yeah.
mean,
Oh yeah.
just a quick snippet for the Vegas trip
Yeah, the
that
Vegas
Will
trip
and
was perfect for Thanksgiving.
For Wild's family, that's
Yeah.
kind of a thing that they do. And Wild's mom said, "Hey, you need to call Grant and tell him he has to come with us." And I
Yeah.
was like, "Well, if I can get it off, I'm going. Guess what?" My boss is like, "Yeah, no, you need to take a vacation."
It was a
So
fun trip too. It really was.
it really was. It really was.
We got to stay at the Flamingo,
Yes.
where we got to see flaming mingos, as the grizzly put
The Flaming Mingo.
it.
You put that on TikTok, didn't you?
Yeah, that was on the TikTok.
Yeah.
It had the music and everything in the background, and like the Lord of the Rings music of all things. Yeah, and you're just like flaming mingos, and it was beautiful.
I tried to
But
do my best David Attenborough impression.
yeah. And it was a fun trip. We got to do a lot. We got to meet a few people. We got to see some stuff, and it was a good time. Vegas was.
Jack Sparrow.
Oh yeah, I was just about to bring that up. We got to meet a guy that dressed as Jack Sparrow and kind of like cosplayed and characterized him. And
One of the street performers.
yeah, he was one of the street performers. And he
One of
stopped
the
us.
nicest people we met the
Really,
entire week we were
really
there.
freaking cool guy.
At 6 o'clock in the morning
Yeah.
on the strip.
Yeah. And it was just, yeah, we were going to get some donuts that morning.
Yeah.
We were freaking though we were hungry, so we went to Dunkin' Donuts and we're like, man, we want some fucking breakfast. So we went there and the guy stopped us right outside of Dunkin' Donuts is like and he's like, "Hi, Matt, what's your favorite color? What's your name?" And we both got one of those penny.
That he asked me for. I gave him 2 pennies. He painted them and then pulled out a little Dremel. And while he's looking at us, talking to us, carved our name in one side, flipped it over, and it started what it was Las Vegas, a star, a moon, and then 2023. While
2023.
making eye contact with us, not even looking at the
Talk
pennies.
talking to us the entire time and ask
It
us what our
was
name was, our favorite
so
color.
cool.
Really cool guy, really good at what he did.
Everybody working at Dunkin' Donuts was at the front of the counter going, "Who the hell is this guy? We've never seen him
Yeah,
here."
we've never seen him before. So yeah, that the Vegas trip was fun. We were tired by the time we got home though.
Oh, yeah.
By the end of the trip, we were ready. We were just ready to come home and rest. The last 2 years for me, one of the big reasons we haven't been able to do podcasts, and I don't know if you can probably see it a little bit in the background in some of the videos that we've done, like the Nerd Chronicles and stuff. I moved. I sold my house. It just got too expensive to live in California by yourself, and Grizzly understands that.
Yeah.
But being a homeowner,
Roommate. Yeah.
and having that stupid house tax, land tax every year to deal with and all this stuff, I finally said, fuck it. Me and my dad Sophisto got together and we sold the house. And I'm still in the middle of, I don't know, kind of getting things together back there and getting things right and getting things kind of like how I want it to look. It's not quite like my old house where I had some really cool like decorations on the walls. I still got it here, but it's not by far where I want it to be. You know what I mean? This is my nerd room here, and I wanna make it perfect. And I moved maybe about a year ago, but there's been so much going on that
Yeah.
it's hard to
Well,
keep it going.
it was also because you were needing to help take care of your folks.
Yes. That's kind of what kept me from doing podcasts, and so we kind of focused on gameplay for a little bit, which we had I still have a shit ton of gameplay videos from when I was living alone, and
And I still have a shitload of gameplay.
yeah.
I think between the two of us, we still probably have, I'd say probably close to 1,000 hours of video
Oh,
game gameplay that needs
yeah.
to be edited to make videos to put out. So you can expect plenty of content from us. There's no shortage of it, that
Oh
is for
yeah.
sure.
Oh yeah. It's just the time to do, like, is a difference for me when it comes to like editing videos, and then they're like night and day to like editing podcasts. The podcast takes, I don't know, for me it takes a little longer. It's
Yeah.
and there's a lot more to it. We got to talk about a certain like topic, and we all got to, we all got to find the time to do it. It's always harder when you're doing stuff with other people, and it's no blame. It's just life. We're
Because we go on our little rants where we completely get off topic, and
yeah.
for what, there was that one podcast we did where we realized we were recording for like 4.5 hours and it ended up being a 45-minute podcast.
Yeah,
But we just kept going on rant
which
about
that's that
different.
it's so hard to edit that, like, but it was, it this is a labor of love. I love to do this stuff, and this is why we do it. I'm glad to be back. I'm glad to do this
Definitely,
again.
definitely.
It feels
Yeah,
like it's been.
it's almost like there's a weight lifted off our shoulders for finally getting to start season 9.
Yeah, and you know what,
Like
to
we've
be.
been talking about it and trying to plan it for so long.
Yeah. I mean, even Monster just got through with a big move, and
Yeah.
he's just getting his internet back, and it's tough, And to be honest with you, like the first few podcasts, we got to get back into our stride. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like it's almost like it takes a minute to kind of get like where we were, at least in our
Yeah.
head, if that makes sense.
Just getting back on the
Yeah, to
bicycle
get back
grind.
on the bike and ride it, and getting in the groove, especially after for like what, almost 2 years, it's tough. That's one thing that's been keeping us from doing it. That's actually probably one of the biggest things was my move and having to just change my life. I had to uproot myself and go somewhere, and it was actually very the move happened quick, if you
Yeah,
remember
it
correctly.
did.
Like 1 week I was like, okay, well, I'm thinking about it, and the next week it's like, okay, well, we got the money, it's time to go. And also moving out of that house, like I had a lot of memories in that house. Like that was my
Yeah.
grandmother's house, just so you guys know. That I grew up in that house, and selling it was also kind of sad and emotional, on top of a relief, because, like I said, it was getting too expensive to live in a house by myself.
Yeah.
But because of that, and when I told these guys, I was like, hey guys, I'm moving. Unfortunately, for the moment, we can't do certain skits anymore. We can't do like we are planning on doing the Games from the Crypt that year.
Yeah.
And because of the move, there's just nowhere to do it.
Yeah.
Unless we do it like at Grizz's house,
My house.
but Grizz is like
An hour and a half
an hour
away.
and a
Yeah.
half, 2 hours away from us. So, and then like I like to say, we're nerd working nerds, we gotta find the time to do it.
Especially like between my schedule, your schedule, Monster's schedule,
I mean, we all work.
Killer's schedule. Yeah,
Yeah, we all
both
work.
full-time jobs. Wild and I are the only ones that have a day off together.
And we're lucky for that.
Monster's days off are 2 days before ours.
2 day, like during the
And
week, I think.
yeah, and Ghostly Killer's days off are always fucking random, so
Yeah. Like that guy, I think he does odd jobs. I think he sells cocaine or something. For those of you listening to the podcast, Grizzly was moving his nostrils.
oh, I'm sure they could hear it.
Oh, okay.
My mic picks up a mouse fart from a mile away.
Oh, yeah, you know what? That's another thing we need to talk about. You have a PC now.
Yes, I have a PC now. I have a gaming PC. I'm finally a big boy. I'm an adult now. I bought my own PC after I was no longer in a long-term relationship with the woman that I thought I was going to marry.
some funds kind of became available.
Yeah. So I bought a PC, a gaming desk, a podcast setup.
Yeah, and you got a nice little setup. Even your little podcast mic that you got is really it's working well.
I mean, it's not top of the line, but it works perfectly. It's got the camera, it's got the light, it's got everything I need, and it works out great. I mean, for those of you that have watched my game streams on Twitch on our NITNSE page, it worked out great. Every once in a while, I have a few audio issues.
Was that the one I helped you find? Or was it? Did you find that one yourself? I can't remember.
No, you were helping me find the Ethernet splitter.
Oh, okay, that's right. Okay.
So that I don't have to keep unplugging the internet from my PC and plugging it back into.
Did you order that?
My PlayStation. No, I still haven't gotten it.
Okay. Yeah, if it's the same one I got, it's fucking amazing. Like that, it's a great Ethernet splitter. I also got an HDMI splitter recently.
Oh, nice.
For when I stream games. But I got the SNES Classic, the PlayStation Classic, my Switch, and all this other stuff. And I'm running out of ports. So I bought this one with a really cool, it has a really cool, like, setup. And I can use a controller to change ports, say, like, I'm across the room or something. And on top of that, I got another capture card that works a lot better. I bought the Elgato capture card, like the top of the line when it was first out. The specific one I got, I can't remember, but it was like
was years ago.
It was the best. I had nothing but problems with that fucking card. I had every time I did something, the audio was fucking up. The video started messing up. I don't know what was going on. I thought maybe it was my port, my USB ports, or maybe my power wasn't. I had so much trouble with that. So I ended up going with something that, we knew someone else was using. So I ended up going up with that, and it's working fine now. Everything's fucking fine. Elgato, fuck you. That's all I got to say. You know, like the Elgato was a very disappointing capture card. But yeah, you can expect more gameplays from us, and we've been playing a bunch of really fun games.
Yes, we have.
I've got Grizz into a Lethal Company, which we've been enjoying immensely.
Yes, and then I finally got a game that I've been wanting to play for a while that I'm going to hopefully when I get time after I finish streaming all the other games that I've been streaming.
Welcome to the backlog.
We've got three games that we haven't even started playing because we've been playing all these other games
mm-hmm.
that we're wanting to do full play streams on.
Yeah.
And then we've got ideas of other games that we're all wanting to get and do.
That we've been talking about for years.
Yeah. And now we've got people from outside of the crew that are wanting to join in on.
Really funny people, too.
Yeah, when we do finally get said games, because we play other games with them and they enjoy playing with us.
Yeah.
And we enjoy playing with them.
I recently played Lethal Company with Jesse Valentine, F777. And we had a lot of fun doing that. And that was the other day. I told him about the game. He's like, "Oh man, what game is this?" And we all played, and it was fun. And we might do a stream on that in the future with him. I think that people will really like that.
Definitely, that would be,
because he's down. Yes. He was talking about it. In fact, he texted me the other day, and he was like, "Man, I really want to play again. That was fun." I know we were talking about work. I know my work's been kind of crazy. A lot of problems. I've been having a lot of problems sleeping.
For those of you that have been watching our content for any good amount of time, you'll know that I drink like 3 or 5 energy drinks a day on top of like 2 or 3 cups of coffee. Something was introduced into my life that on the busiest day of the year for where I work, which is New Year's Eve, I took one little shot. I didn't have coffee. I didn't have the urge to drink an energy drink.
You didn't have like the jitters and all that other stuff.
Or the need to
drink
an energy drink.
And I'd read this online about this product. The flow state, you know what I mean? Being centered and kind of having tunnel vision on what you want and what you need to do. And when I first heard about it, I was like, oh, you know, that sounds, but it's true. It really, yeah,
you know, and when it was first mentioned to me, I had never heard of it ever.
Yeah.
And after trying it, I see it everywhere.
Oh yeah. It's all over the place. And what we're talking about is Magic Mind.
And that is who is sponsoring this podcast. A lot of people, you know, doing sponsorships or whatever for different products. And it doesn't seem legit.
Yeah.
Right? Until you actually try the product and you get that experience and that feeling of, wow, it actually does what it says it will do for you.
Well, yeah. I mean, just look at the ingredients. Lion's mane mushroom.
Yeah, lion's mane mushroom. Matcha. I'd never tried matcha before.
I've honestly, like, I'll put it this way. I've been taking it. This is like for the fifth day, I want to say. And I've been kind of, one of the things I hate about myself is that sometimes I get stuck on a word. I'll just think of that word. Like, damn it, what's that word? Lately, I haven't, I just articulate. It just comes out like it's, like I said, when I said that the flow state's a thing, it really is, because you get tunnel vision. You know what you're doing. You know what you're saying, and it comes out easier. It's easier to think. You're focused.
I'm super focused.
Yeah.
And in my job, I have to be focused.
Oh yeah.
I have to be on point at all times, or, you know, my life or my coworkers' lives or the guests' lives could be in danger. And if I'm not at that point to where I'm focused, it could go bad. You remember Crispy Bacon, who we used to play with back in the day?
Yeah.
He and I worked together, and he's, you know, my break buddy. He's my work buddy. Me and him, when we go on breaks, we'll grab an energy drink. We'll go out. And that day, he's like, man, you haven't had an energy drink since we clocked in. I was like, I don't need it. So I started telling him about Magic Mind, and he's like, dude, you got to let me try this.
Like, you stay focused, like I was saying, but at the same time, when it's time to sleep, nothing's keeping you from doing that.
And there's no crash. I mean, I slept that night when I got home. You know, normally I get off at midnight 30, and I stay up till 4, 5, 6 o'clock in the morning before I can finally fall asleep.
Yeah.
I was out cold by 1 o'clock. And it wasn't because of a crash. It was just my body was relaxed. I, you know, didn't have all the jitters from all the sugar and all the caffeine from energy drinks or from coffee. Yeah. This January only, Magic Mind can help you gear up to crash your 2024 New Year's resolutions. Fully focused. And believe me, you will be fully focused.
Super focused, man.
You get 1 month for free when you're subscribing for 3 months at www.magicmind.com/JAN, all capital, like January, NITNSC.
And you guys can check that link out below. The link will be down
with
there.
Our code NITNSC20, you get an extra 20% off, which gets you to a 75% off that'll last till the end of January. So hurry up before it goes away. And I'm telling you,
it's worth
it. I've already shared this with like 10 people at work who are very excited because they saw me firsthand and the experience that I had with it, because they all work with me in the same thing that I do. And they saw a difference in how I was focused, how I was getting things done the way that I needed to in a timely manner on the busiest day of the year for us. And
it's been a legit, like, pleasant experience. So yeah, back to what we've been up to and what the thought the thought process of we're doing again. This is season 9. We're starting season 9. Honestly, if you think about it, if we continued the podcast, if we didn't have interruptions, we'd probably be on like
season 11.
Yeah, probably on like season 11 by now. Because I remember in the beginning we were doing like 2 seasons a year.
Yeah, but once we started the video podcast, we were doing just the 1 season a year. Mm-hmm.
Well, it's because we branched out and now we're doing videos.
And now we're doing so much more. We're doing, you know, the podcast. We're doing gameplay. We're doing
skits when we can. We're doing anything we can think of. We're
tabletop stuff.
I was going to say, we're even scheduled this weekend. This Sunday to play a game called Lasers and Feelings.
Yeah.
So, and I've been, and Clovis, who has been, asking me about this game for at least 2 years now, since we've done Mermaid Hunter, since we did Yell.
It was so fun.
Yes. He's been asking about that. So, it's finally time we can do this. And it of course, again, the big issue is like, hey guys, when can we all get together and do this? And it's always, you know, it usually starts out with, okay, I got like Mondays. Oh, okay. I can't do Mondays. Okay. I got Thursdays. Okay. Well, I can't. Oh, Sundays. Okay. We can all do Sunday. What time? Okay. This time is good. All right. And of course, sometimes shit happens. And like we were talking about how, life just gets in the way sometimes, like moves and, you know, people get sick. Things just happen sometimes. You can't help it. Again, this project started out as something to get my mind off of depression.
Yeah. And you pulled me in because of my depression.
Yeah.
We can also mention the fact that in the time that we've done the last podcast, I almost died and had to have that surgery.
That's fucking true.
We don't do this as a job. We do this because we enjoy it.
Yeah. This doesn't pay my bills.
Yeah. Yeah.
Working pays my bills. Season 9 starting, guys. Who knows?
That, maybe.
Well, the only thing different with this season as we usually I'll let you guys in on a little secret. We usually do podcast recordings months in advance.
Yeah.
Because of certain things going on now, we're doing it kind of like we did in the beginning where we're going to record week before and then edit and put it out and then go from there.
So it is now Saturday at 1:42 in the morning, and this is going out on Sunday. Like Wild said, usually when we start the season, we'll have 4, 5, 6 podcasts already pre-recorded, edited, scheduled to go out.
Yeah.
This season, we're doing this podcast right now, trying to catch everybody up on why we've been away for so long. What life's been throwing at us, what we've been dealing with, all that good stuff. And it'll go out either this Sunday or the following Sunday. And in that time, we will do one more podcast. The following week, we'll do another podcast.
And so on and so forth.
And what we're striving for more this season and going forward is to try and, like, with certain topics, like when we bring up about movies and such, right? So I know a few seasons back, we were talking about upcoming movies.
Yeah.
On a podcast.
We did it for, like, 2 seasons in a row, the first episode.
Well, we did that podcast, and then by the time it came out, other movies were announced that weren't on that podcast.
Yeah, because, unfortunately, that's just how editing like that happens. You know, you want to stay ahead of the game, but at the same time, the game continues moving on. Yeah, guys, expect more podcasts. I think this is a good time to stop unless there's anything we're missing. So guys, I guess that's it for this podcast. We want to thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. Remember, we have our phone number that you guys can call.
559-997-6803. Give us a call.
We'll see you next week, guys. Till then, you want to stay nerdy?
And stay sexy. Always.